Call the order, municipality of District of St. Mary's, the annual general meeting. Today is Monday, April 27th. It's 5:32 p.m. Roll call, please.
Warden Fuller.
Here.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
Here.
Counselor Beaver.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Thibault.
Here.
Also in chambers tonight, the CAO Leslie McFarland, Director of Finance and Treasurer Marion Fraser, and Municipal Clerk Janelle Wheat. Before you, you have the agenda for tonight's meeting. Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I will ask for approval of the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Counselor Thibault.
I'll second.
Counselor Beaver, have his hand up. All those in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is presentation of 2026-2027 municipal operating capital budgets by Marion Fraser, Director of Finance and Treasurer.
Thank you, Warden. Tonight we'll be presenting the final draft for approval of the municipal operating and the capital budgets. I will walk you through each of the budgets, and at the end we will require the motions to make it official. So starting off with the general operating budget, the revenue for 2026-27, the budget reflects $3.36 million of total tax revenue, resulting in a balanced budget for the 2026-27 fiscal year. This results in residential and resource property tax to be set at $1 per $100 of assessment, and commercial tax rate to be set at $2.31 per $100 of assessment. The solid waste rate charge will be for residential accounts with a dwelling and commercial accounts with a structure, which will remain at $116.63. The streetlight area rates will remain at $93.72 per account, and that is billed in accordance with the streetlight policy. The sewer utility rates will remain at $220 per unit. And the fire tax levies are determined by the individual volunteer fire departments at their AGMs. And within your schedule of rates, any ones we've received updated already, we have included them. For the others, we have included last year's rates. And if they're changed before by the 1st of May, that'll be changed. So all the above rates will generate an estimated revenue of $635,000 for this coming fiscal year. Then we move into additional revenue from own sources. So we have grants in lieu of taxes, which will generate an estimate $190,000. And that includes your federal, your provincial grant in lieu, your Bell Alliance, your Nova Scotia Power, and your CBC grants. Deed transfer tax revenue is estimated at $144,000, while acreage revenue is estimated at $51,000. Additional grants are the provincial capacity grant of $175,000, HST offset at $7,500. Then we have conditional grants and transfers from other levels of government at $26,000. And finally, revenue from own sources of $445,000. So that includes your user fees for your recreation community development, along with grants, RecPlex revenue, interest on investment permits, fine revenue, and tipping fees from the transfer station. And that brings a total operating revenue of $4,713,234. Now we'll move on to the expenditure side. Starting off, you have your general government services of $927,000. This includes your municipal administration, your warden and counselor honorariums, office computer expenses, building janitorial services, your assessment services provided by property valuation, insurance, legal fees, audit fees, and your low income tax exemptions are all within this category. After that, you have your protective services of $1.127 million. This includes your mandated funding to the RCMP at $708,000, your grants to your volunteer fire departments. It also includes funding to complete a fire services review for the municipality, and this is based on the latest legislative changes. Within this category, you'll also see emergency management, including your regional emergency management officer, building inspection, and animal services, which is a shared service. Next, you have your transportation services. This includes funds for the agreement that we have between the province and the municipality to maintain J-class roads, along with additional funds for the maintenance of non-J-class roads that municipality owns. This is $131,300. Within this category as well is that you also have your street lights. Finally, on this section is your environmental health of $948,000, including the Sherbrooke Water Utility, or sorry, Sewer Utility, the Municipal Transfer Station, and your collection services, public works staffing, public works vehicles, snow clearing for municipal properties, and any transfers required to the capital fund for major repairs. Continuing on with the last three sections of your main expenditures is your environmental development services at $146,000, which includes planning, land use and subdivision services, the creation of an economic development plan, tourism and municipal website maintenance, housing projects, climate change initiatives, tourism initiatives, and small business supports and events. Then we have recreation and culture services. This includes the St. Mary's Recplex, which with that you have your salaries, your power, your insurance, and general maintenance. Your equity, diversity, and inclusion accessibility funding is within this category, along with recreation and community development programming, and funding to support a facility lifecycle plan. There's salaries within here, there's your monthly newsletter expense, in here, there's senior socials, you have your free summer day camps, then you have your Sherbrooke Library expenses, including the fees paid to the Eastern Region County's Library and your local library. And finally, within this category, you have your general government grants, your district grants, and your community hall taxations. Your mandated education expense, which is payable to the Strait Regional Center for Education, will be $813,000 for this coming year, which that brings us to a total for all the expenditures of $4,713,234. Again, a balanced budget. So continuing on, we want to show more of a breakdown for your general government grants. So on the slide shown here, it's a total of $61,500 for this fiscal year, 2026-27. You have three categories. Your first being district grants, $9,700 per district for a total of $48,500. The grants to organizations includes Sherbrooke Village Christmas, $2,000, with these funds to only be released if the event is confirmed to proceed. East River Volunteer Fire Department, $500. St. Mary's Lions Club, $2,000. St. Mary's Trails Association, $2,000. St. Mary's Arts Connection, $1,500. And finally, for this section, Goshen Community Center of $2,000, for a total of $10,000 for the grants organization category. And then the third and final category for your general government grants is your school scholarships of $3,000. That is all the information for the operating general budget. So now we'll move on to the Sherbrooke Water Utility. Within the package for tonight, the Water Utility's operating budget, which is based on the approved Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board rate hearing decision and approved rates. The total operating budget reflects a year-over-year increase of $17,000. A copy of the approved rates can be found on our website, and we've included them in this presentation link. The main components of the expenditures include power, chemicals, staffing, and maintenance. The total for the 2026-27 year is $209,000. Next, we have the capital budget section. Within this section, there are 20 projects that you will see, and they are based over the categories of community development and recreation, water utility, wastewater, recflex, and other. Of these 20 projects, it's $719,000 being budgeted, of which $577,515 is funded through external grant sources. So you can see the breakdown of each category there. So at this time, that is a presentation of the municipal operating budget, the municipal capital budget, the water utility budget. And at this point, I would like to hand it over to the warden for the annual motions.
I have a motion to approve the tax rate resolution for adopting estimates and striking the tax rate for the year April 1st, 2026 through March 31st, 2027. Someone to make that motion.
I'll make the motion.
Councilor Beaver, seconded by Councilor O'Connell. All those in favor?
Aye.
The motion is approved. Back to you.
So here you will also see a resolution for adopting the estimates and striking of the tax rate. So further to the motion that you just made, this lies out exactly what the tax rate is, when the rates are to be collected and due.
Okay, read the resolution for adopting estimates and striking the tax rate. The municipality of the District of St. Mary's for the year April 1st, 2026 through March 31st, 2027. Be it resolved by the Municipal Council of the Municipality of the District of St. Mary's that pursuant to Section 72 and 73 of the Municipal Government Act, the Municipal Council estimates the sums of $3,036,882 is required for the lawful purpose of said municipality for the year ending March 31st, 2027. After crediting the probable revenue from all sources other than taxes for said year, which may not be collectible and collected. Be it further resolved that the Council hereby authorizes the levying and collection of a rate of $2.31 on each $100 of the assessed value of the property assessed in the assessment roll, which shall be the commercial property tax rate, and which said rate council deems sufficient to raise the sums required to defray the expenditure of the said municipality for the said year and any deficit from the preceding year. Be it further resolved that the council hereby authorizes the levying and collection of a property tax rate of $1 on each $100 of the assessed value of the residential property assessed in the residential tax roll, rate roll, and said rate having been calculated after applying commercial rate to a residential property assessed to obtain the amount to be raised from the residential property taxation. The commercial and residential resource property tax rate as determined by council and that the council deems sufficient to raise the amounts necessary for the lawful purposes of the said municipality for the 12-month year ending March 31st, 2027. Be it further resolved, said council hereby requires the payment of said rates to be made to the treasurer of the said municipality on or before the 31st day of July 2026. Be it further resolved that the said council imposes an additional percentage of 14% per annum on all rates and taxes remaining unpaid after the 31st day of July 2026. Be it further resolved that the council hereby fixes the 31st day of July 2026 as the day after which the treasurer may proceed to issue warrants for the collection of all rates and taxes. I have a motion to approve that.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Deputy Warden Malloy and Councilor O'Connell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution is adopted.
So the next section is your resolution of council remuneration. So what you guys can move ahead and just the resolution is on the screen for it. So you can read through that as well, or if you wish, I could read through it. And then at the end of it, you would need a mover and a seconder for this one as well.
Resolution for remuneration for council municipality of the District of St. Mary's for the year April 1st, 2026 to March 31st, 2027. Be it resolved that the Municipal Council of the Municipality of the District of St. Mary's and the County of Guysborough, that remuneration entitled to warden, deputy warden, and councilors for the period of April 1st, 2026 to March 31st, 2027 be as follows. The warden of the municipality shall receive an amount of $11,835 per annum as remuneration for their services as warden, and the deputy warden shall receive an amount of $3,375 per annum for their services as deputy warden. Every member of the municipal council shall receive an amount of $17,771 per annum as remuneration for their services as counselor. Such remuneration shall also be paid to the warden and deputy warden as a counselor pursuant to section 1 of the resolution. The warden, deputy warden, and counselor shall, in addition to such remuneration, be paid a daily meal fee of $70, $15 for breakfast, $20 for dinner, and $35 for supper, to utilize the federal floating mileage rate for travel to and from meetings, conferences, workshops, etc. Municipal representatives appointed by council to outside agencies, organizations, commissions shall be paid in accordance with section 3 of the remuneration council. The deputy warden, warden, and counselors are paid 12 times per year. Looking for a motion to approve the warden, deputy warden, and council remuneration resolution for the fiscal year April 1st, 2026, March 31st, 2027.
I second.
Councilor Connell. Councilor Beaver. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That resolution is passed.
The next three motions that you see on the screen is one for the operating budget for 26-27, the Sherbrooke Water Utility budget for 26-27, and the capital budgets. And this is all as presented.
Okay, we're looking for a motion to approve the 2026-27 municipal operating budget, which includes individual department budgets, the schedule of rates, including increases to area rates, as presented.
I'll make the motion to approve the 2026-27 operating budget.
Councilor Beaver?
I'll second.
Councilor Tabor, all those in favor?
Aye.
No opposed. 2026-27 Sherbrooke Water Utility budget approves the 2026-27 Sherbrooke Water Utility budget based on the approved rates as set by the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board. Is looking for a motion.
I second.
Second.
Councilor O'Connor and second by Deputy Warden Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
And 2026-27 capital budgets to approve the 2026-27 capital budgets as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Councilor Tebow?
Seconded.
Councilor Beaver. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
This next motion is to solidify the general government grants. So again, you will see three categories here. Total funding for the year of $61,500. The first category being district grants. Each municipal councillor will have an equal amount, $9,700, of funds per district to be allocated at their discretion in accordance with the policy throughout the fiscal year. The total funds allocated for the five municipal districts will be $48,500 for the 2026-27 fiscal year. Next is your grants organization category of a total of $10,000, which the individual organizations were presented earlier. And third, the school scholarships. $3,000 grant will be provided to the St. Mary's Academy for scholarships to students who are residents of the municipality graduating from grade 12, planning to further their post-secondary education. Total general government grants for 2026-27, $61,500.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the 2026-27 general government grants for the fiscal year April 1st, 2026 to March 31st, 2027 as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Councilor Tebow?
Second.
Councilor O'Connor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And finally, within this section, as Annually at the AGM, we solidify the internal and external committees of council. This was presented at an earlier committee of the whole in the year, and this is the result of that. So you'll see the chart of last year's appointments and this year's appointments. If anybody has any questions, you can go ahead. If not, there is a motion to approve it as presented.
Make that motion.
Deputy Warden McGuire.
I'll second it.
So two dog. All those in favor? Should have read it first. Sorry. Approve the 2026-27 internal and external committee appointments for the fiscal year April 1st, 2026 to March 31st, 2027 as presented
in the, attached table.
Second.
Aye. Thank you. And that concludes the presentation and motions for the annual general meeting for the fiscal year 2026-27. Warden, I will hand it back to you at this time.
As that concludes the agenda as approved, the annual general meeting is adjourned at 5:53 p.m.